Big money may be surging through American politics, but don't tell many state parties that. Many state chairs, Democrats and Republicans alike, say their organizations are too poor to do what they used to do. And they blame the 13-year-old federal campaign finance law known as McCain-Feingold. Here's NPR's Peter Overby.
State party organizations don't usually get much attention. And when they do, it's often negative. Just for example, Frank Capra's classic Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Jimmy Stewart plays a young and naive senator fighting the evil political boss in his home state.
A man who controls a political machine and controls everything else worth controlling in my state. Yes, and a man even powerful enough to control congressmen. And I saw three of them in his room the day I went up to see him.
Will the senator yield?
No, sir, I will not yield.
Today, according to many party leaders, the young senator might be complaining about the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law. He'd say it keeps him from raising enough money for the state's political organization, which, by the way, he's now cleaned up. Congress passed McCain-Feingold in 2002, an aggressive measure meant to separate federal candidates and office holders from influential fat cats. Since then, in Minnesota, the Democratic Farmer Labor Party's budget has dropped sharply. Party Chairman Ken Martin says the DFL is doing okay, but he still blames Congress.
While they were trying to deal with one set of problems, they actually unintentionally created a whole new set of problems, essentially rendering some state parties completely useless in this modern political landscape.
Martin heads a committee of state Democratic chairs who are seeking ways to fix the law. Ryan Call is the Republican chair in Colorado. He says state party finances got much more restricted and much more complicated thanks to McCain-Feingold.
The national committees still have something of a competitive advantage, but it's the local state parties that have really borne the brunt of it.
And here's T.J. Rooney, a former chairman of the Pennsylvania Democratic Party.
In the grand scheme of things, the state parties tend to be the redheaded stepchild.
Meanwhile, big donors flock to the Democratic Governors Association, the Republican State Leadership Committee, and other groups with national agendas. The trend is spurred by Citizens United and other court decisions that make it easier for big donors to get involved. These groups have no contribution limits. Some don't have to disclose their donors. Rooney says these non-party groups are replacing the state parties in activities such as advertising and get out the vote.
Listen, the vast majority of political donors are no different than donors to any other organization. You know, they want to see a return on their investment.
What's not getting done so much is the unglamorous business of party building. Of course, there is a different analysis of the state party's problem. Michael Malbin, head of the nonpartisan Campaign Finance Institute, said power and money have been gravitating toward Washington for decades.
Party politics is becoming nationalized. That's not because of McCain-Feingold.
And what's worse, Washington politicians show little interest in helping the state parties. In December, Congress raised the limit on what the national parties can accept from a single donor. It had been a little less than $200,000 per election. Now it's $1.4 million. The legislation had not a word about helping the state parties. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.